Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
By a show of hands or by a show of sniffles, how many people are perceiving the allergy season this year to be worse than they remember?
Perceiving, living it. Right?
By a show of sniffles. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, remember eyes watering? I was telling you how my eyes were watering like crazy.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
Eyes watering. Yo, I was sitting down in my house the other day and just a tear started rolling down my left cheek. And I was just like,
what?
Why didn't I get emotions? I was like, I don't have emotions. What's going on right here? And then I wiped it and then it happened again. And I was like, why are my eyes watering? I forgot about that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So the situation is
that it is in fact a worse allergy season than it's ever been. 2021 has been a really, really bad allergy season.
So, you know, on some of these reports that I've been reading, I'm thinking, like, as you and I are like, is it worse or what? The answer is yeah. And through time, you know, over the last, say, 20 years, add a day every 2 years. And so it's extended by 11 to 12 days than we can remember when we first got allergies.
That's crazy.
And you know, and I thought, well, it must be because of the lockdown, because nature's taking over and everything. Not really. It's also a little bit of global warming.
Yeah, can you believe it? They're saying climate change is actually elongating, if that's the term, or lengthening the time of the allergy season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and they also project that it's only going to get worse.
So in Toronto, in Ontario, you have this season, Jamar. Do you recall last August when the ragweed got kind of happens?
Yeah, I do.
Do you get that too?
I get that. Yeah.
See, that doesn't bother me as much, but that's also on an upswing too. So what do you do about your allergies? What do you do?
Man, I just kind of tough through it. I'll take maybe an Allegra or a Claritin or something like that. And, you know, in the morning, I got one in the car. I forgot to take now. I mean, you can probably hear it in my nose a little bit right now.
I really do. Well, you hear it, right?
A little bit. You get less nasally as the show goes on.
And then you guys hear me in my throat. I'll be talking. Then all of a sudden, I talk like a devil. But that happens, and I don't know why. Because you know, we have the humidifier on, and this and that, whatever. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
The other thing that they say is that you should wash your hair. Like you and I are going to do that.
Yes.
Not you especially, because that's a commitment.
Yes.
You do it. Is wash your hair every night, because the stuff stays on your hair. The pollen stays on your hair.
Yes.
Goes on your pillowcase and you're breathing it in.
And you're breathing it. Well, you can see it. I mean, if you ever open your window during the day and just leave it open all day, when you come home, you'll see a little fine film of like yellow fuzz all over your furniture and stuff like that. That's that pollen.
That's pollen.
Uh-huh.
So you're not imagining things. It's really real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
And I got my eye drops. Listen, you never see me taking eye drops to work, right? I've got them right here because yours get watery. Mine get dry because I'm just like, I guess I'm itching my eyes at night or something.
Amazing.
Marilyn comes on the Zoom. I thought she'd been crying.
Yeah, right. Like, are you okay? Is everything fine?
Well, I think who lost yesterday during the soccer game? I'm mourning the loss of who lost? I don't even know.
Austria lost.
Okay.
Against Italy.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
That's it. Then I cry for them.
Oh, Turkey lost as well against Wales.
Is that a biggie?
Yeah.
Biggish.
Okay, biggish. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Taurus.
An unclear aspect suggests that a financial plan you're enthused about may not be as sound as you think. So it's best not to rush into anything. Have you considered making money from your creative talents, Taurus? If not, give it some thought. Your day is a 7.
Aquarius.
All right, Aquarius. Prefer not to look into a certain matter too deeply. It might be because of the implications that come from too much thinking. I hate it when people say I'm overthinking. That's just me thinking. But anyway, but if you face up to it, it becomes easier to connect the dots. So do a little research, won't you? Your day's a 5.
Pisces.
If your instincts tell you that something isn't quite right, then listen. You could be easily swayed by vague but wonderful promises that seem too good to be true. Save a lot of hassle and totally avoid this scheme. Your day is a 4.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
Those days when you're sitting on the 401 and you're just like, oh, why is the traffic just so terrible? I wish I could just fly over everybody.
Right, like the Jetsons.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming sooner, and from what I'm reading, sooner than we think. American Airlines, which is the world's largest carrier, they are investing $25 million in a company out of the UK called Vertical Aerospace Group. Mm-hmm. And they are a startup that have produced or are producing these electric flying aircraft, or you want to call them just air taxis.
I imagine them to be like massive drones.
That's what they look like, Mary. Yeah. They look like these big drone. They kind of look like something that you'd see in one of those Jason Bourne movies or something like that. Only that it could actually fit actual people, personally. Like, it looks like you could get like, 3 passengers plus a pilot in this thing.
And don't forget about the luggage.
The luggage. I don't know if
they're going to ask you. You know what they're going to ask you?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh? Come on.
They're going to have to put a scale at the because it's really small. They're going to have to put a scale at the foot of this thing before you go in. But it looks like a drone, Marilyn.
Yeah.
And they're saying that these are electric, no emissions taxis that they want to use for short-haul flights. These are things from, like, town to town within, like, say, Ontario. You can go from... Give me some places. You can go from Toronto to, like, where?
Well, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, like, just going up cottage country.
There you go.
People would love that.
There you go.
People going down... I'm noticing now, boy, I find that last trek between the border and Toronto is the longest of my ride from Pittsburgh.
It is.
I said, if I could just fly over Lake Ontario... It would be great. So I would take that one.
So check that out. So maybe drive to the border.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the border, there's a taxi stand. And you're like, taxi, air taxi. Hey, I'm trying to go to Toronto.
Yeah. And you don't have to make like major reservations like you do for an airplane. It's just like they're just waiting there
probably
for
just
you.
Line up like
in
a regular taxi. Yeah, in a queue.
Yeah.
And then there you go. And these things will fly like a maximum of like 200 odd miles per hour, which is great.
I love it. Where would you use it?
I would use this.
New York? No, you can't do a taxi.
I don't know if it would be the. Yeah, that would probably be another flight.
Prince Edward County.
There you go. Prince Edward County.
Yeah.
Cottage country.
Yeah.
Something like that. And they, American Airlines, have bought about 250 of them. But they also have some financiers who are trying to back them up. So potentially they could have like over 1,000 of them. And they're trying to get this going by, what, it's 2021? I'm hearing by 2024 this can be in operation.
You could fly up to Friday Harbor.
Yeah.
Now, I've had some very drunken taxi rides on nights out.
Right.
Where sometimes I've woken up and not realized where I am.
Yeah.
So this could be dangerous.
This is not the place to be the drunk guy in the back.
Drunken Miles could end up in...
Where?
Wow.
Right.
I don't know. Cambridge.
Or blowing chunks over what? Over over Kitchener, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's another issue right there.
Uh-huh.
Here's my... I hear you, that's your biggest fear. Mine is, you know, when you go on a helicopter ride over like Niagara Falls, they really need to know how much you weigh.
Yeah.
And you can't fudge it because you have to tell them.
Right.
Because they need to know. And so you have to be very honest with that. Not only that, how much your luggage weighs, too. You're worried about being drunk and ending up, you know, in Guelph.
Yeah,
you know?
Where am I?
Well, this is going to be
a
thing.
We all have our concerns, Miles.
It's going to be a thing sooner than later. That's what I think.
I'm so happy about that because if more people use that, that'll lessen what the street traffic is, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that'll make things a lot easier.
For
but you're right. When you said 401 bumper to bumper from my house to get to Pearson, that would be fabulous.
It would be so fast.
Oh my god!
That airport traffic too, right?
Like you're not panicking. Like, am I going to get through? Because there's a lineup for customs to get through. You know that for seeing your family in New York.
For sure. And the most exciting part about this for me is zero emissions.
Yeah.
Electrically powered, battery charged, zero emissions transportation.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Ah, feeling good, feeling great, feeling vaxxed. Yes. That's me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
Yesterday.
You didn't congratulate me when I walked in. I'm offended.
Listen, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm part of the vaccinated right now.
Yeah, I thought you looked a bit different this morning.
Really? Okay.
So how did it go?
It was, you know, it was just the quickest, simplest process ever. Walked in, gave my health card, scanned you in, sit over there, asked me a couple questions about how I've been feeling lately.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, which one do you want? Pfizer, boom. stick it in the arm. It was the quick, like, you know, when you get an injection and you can feel the pressure of the liquid going into your body, like when, yes. when they give you, didn't even feel that at all.
Yeah,
like, no. It was just like, bing, bing, out, in and out. It's so quick.
Feeling good today?
Yeah. I mean, I only feel like, you know, like I was walking through the hallway in high school and someone gave me a dead arm or something like that. But other than that, that's it. Yeah, no effects.
One and done. So when is your next one? Do they tell you on that sheet of paper?
I have an appointment for like October, which is so weird, but I'm guessing somehow I'll get an earlier shot.
You will. That's what they forecast it. And then like for me, they said, oh, like I was about 3 weeks earlier. Mm. I went, great. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. Yeah. So that's good. Yay, Jamar.
Yeah.
Did you feel good emotionally?
I wish I had gotten it earlier when everyone was like crying when they got their shots, because I didn't feel like I wanted to cry yesterday. I was just like, I felt like I was one of the losers that came to the party like when it was just getting ready to end.
Oh yeah.
But you remember when everyone was like, I got the shot, I feel like I did my civic duty. I just felt like I was one of the people that's walking.
I think you'll feel that way more, at least I did, on the second shot.
Okay. Because I wanted to cry and go viral. Yeah. I wanted to be like, oh, I can't,
but that's not
I
you.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Why don't you wear like one of your costumes? I know you've got a couple in the closet with a cape involved.
Oh, you mean like go in and cosplay it?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
There you go. Yeah, but it's just kind of it's that one step. How I looked at the first one is, okay, that's that. And I felt pretty good after it. And the second one, I didn't get sick at all, but I just went, okay, I feel like I have a little bit of superpower, and there's that window of opportunity to maybe start planning to see family again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I'm not going to get too overwhelmed with that until I hear Azalea said, hey, the border's going to open up.
That's what we're really waiting for, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did think about yesterday as I was walking away.
Sure.
And this one's a bit sentimental. I know, actually, when the pandemic started, I know so many people that actually got COVID and actually passed away. People I knew, like from I was a child, friends, family, and who would have loved to have the opportunity to get vaccinated yesterday.
Yeah,
And when I think about like countries like Brazil, mm-hmm. and India, people who are just like begging for help
Begging for oxygen.
Yeah, begging for oxygen. And here I am, I just walk in like it was nothing to get a vaccine, quicker than it was, you know, to get a soda.
Huh? What a privilege.
What a privilege.
Yeah.
Incredible privilege. Incredible privilege that I think so many are overlooking, but, you know, that's a whole other story. But I feel fine today. I feel fine.
That is also the vaccine, you know, is that the world is going to open up to you.
Yeah.
Like the world of what we used to do is going to open up to you. And I think that the promise of new things happening since we've been locked down so much, that's what I love about it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. You're one step closer about seeing your mom.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, so. I'm in the same boat. I feel like the first one's not an anticlimax, but you're just like, oh, okay, well, there's not really anything else I can do now.
Right.
But the second one,
right?
I'll be like, I'm in.
Because that's the one that allowed them, when you could say, I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
You can leave, come back, not have to quarantine.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Game changer. Danger.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. So shout out to, once again, the frontliners and all the people doing what they got to do to get us to where we need to be. Loving it.
Yeah, it's good. Congratulations, Jamar.
Thank you. Thank
da-da-da,
you.
Da-da-da,
thank you.
Da-da-da.
We made it. We made
Rocky team. All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I should have done the Star Wars thing, but anyway.
Now, the 6:30 games on Trump.
Let's start it up on Team Marilyn. Who are you playing with today?
Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Oh, my gosh. You sound sleepy and don't have enough coffee in your system. Come on, Kim.
Oh, no. I have loads of coffee.
Okay, so you're
system.
Clearing out those sinuses, and you're going to win this game. All right.
Yeah.
And Brianne is playing with you, Jamar.
What's up, Brianne? How are you doing?
I'm good, Jamar. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Welcome to the team. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Great. This morning, you guys are playing Opening Line. You have to listen to the opening line of a song. We're going to play just the opening line and give us either the title of the artist and the most wins. What are they winning today?
Well, you know a lot about this. A Grace Foods prize pack, including delicious Grace Foods products and swag. Everything you need for a barbecue. Grace puts the thrill back in the grill. And you told me a lot about Grace today.
Oh, yeah. Grace is a Jamaican kitchen staple. My house is graced out.
Yeah, like what would they find in that prize pack? What do you buy?
Coconut milk. I got the jerk sauce.
Okay.
We have the little tropical rhythm sodas in the fridge. Grace everywhere.
All right, that's great. Well, Kim, you and I are up first. Okay, remember we have either the song title or the artist. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, here's the first one.
Mood Criminal.
You got it.
Very, very.
She's on the board.
Very quick. All right.
Right.
All right, Brienne, this is your first opening line. Title or artist will work.
Oh, my gosh. Why am I having a brain fart? This is awful. Is it Shawn? No, it's not Shawn Mendes, but that's what I'm going to say.
No.
Neo's Because of You. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's go to the next.
Here's the next one. I miss the taste of a sweet life. I miss the conversation. Song title or artist? Hello, Kim. Paige and Kim.
I'm thinking. I can't. No.
Okay, it's Maroon 5 and Maps.
Maroon 5, yes.
Okay, all right.
All right, Brian, let's see if you can tie it up with this one.
Been all night. Been all day.
Okay, I'm 2 for 2 on Kim's. This is horrible.
Artist or song title?
Keisha Shante.
Ah, not quite Keisha Shante. This is The Ponytail, of course. Ariana Grande. That was side to side.
Okay, so she's nothing on the board. We got one for Kim. Now what? One more?
Oh, yeah, one more.
One more to go. Okay, here we go, Kim.
Hello, hello, baby, you called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say.
Rihanna? No,
it's Lady Gaga, and we'd have taken Beyonce, too, with Telephone. Okay, Jamar, okay.
Well,
Brianna,
you could tie up you with could. This one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Opening line.
Candlelight and soul forever. Yeah. A dream of you and me together. Say you believe it.
Say you believe.
Wait.
Spice Girls.
That's Miles' favorite Spice Girls song, and he would sing the whole thing, but we're not going to let him. Uh-oh. All right. Okay, so it's a tiebreaker time.
Yep, so I asked you both to pick a number between 1 and 2,000. Kim, you chose 21, and Brianne, you chose 444. I was looking for the number 25. Kim, you were close, and you won.
What?
Wow. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, Kim, a Grace Foods prize pack, including delicious Grace Foods products and swag, fun barbecue stuff. That's because Grace puts the thrill back in your grill. That was a hard-fought game today, you two. Thanks for playing. We really appreciate it.
Brian, nice comeback.
Boy, I didn't know. My faith was dwindling for you. Anyway.
I had it. I was good for Kim, just not my own.
Yeah. That's what happens.
That's how it works.
Have a great day, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only way to be.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Father's Day coming up. That's really, you know, it's funny when we talked about doing this and we're like, we're going to play Win the Room, which if you haven't heard before, it's a game where we just lob a song out there and you have to actually win the room. Everybody in the room has to be like, oh yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
That's how you win the room.
Yeah.
And we usually play it for other holidays, but when we're thinking about Father's Day, we're like, are there Father's Day songs at all? But they're really surprisingly a lot of Father's Day songs.
More than I thought. Honestly, a lot of mom's things, yeah, out there, but not Father's Day. So are you going to play yours now?
Yeah, we could do mine first, okay?
Okay.
This is my song that I think I'm going to win the room with. This one is cross-generational and from one of the most talented people out there.
Uh-huh.
How could you not love this?
Love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just me and you.
Just me and you.
Just the two of us.
How about that?
Where's the father? Where's the father part?
Well, he's talking. The father's actually singing.
Oh, the father's actually singing.
This is
5 years old.
You know I love this song.
This is Will Smith's remix of Grover Washington Jr. with Bill Withers, Just the Two of Us.
And oh, okay.
Will Smith singing to his young son, Jaden Smith, at the time.
I love this song.
Daddy
and I love, yeah.
Right. At the end of this, he's like, Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
Win
Daddy
the room. Loves you. I say yes to that one. I give yes my vote.
Do I win the Azalea?
I say, yeah, anything Will Smith, you win for me.
Do I win the Miles?
Yeah, I haven't seen the music video in ages. I'm watching it now. It's super cute.
Isn't it really?
Yeah, it is.
How young is Jade in there? Isn't that crazy?
I was like, this is, like, what year is this?
I'm going to guess maybe 99 or maybe a little later than that.
I want to say 2000s, yeah.
2000s, okay.
I totally forgot that he had done that. And, you know, I love the song because it's a classic, but what a great idea. Okay, now, I love Will Smith.
Yes.
This next person you may not love, so ignore that, everybody.
Okay.
Ignore that. Listen to the lyrics.
On behalf of
friend John Mayer, and I love that song. Daughters is the name of the song.
John Mayer has taken a major hit, as you noted earlier.
Yeah.
He's making a major hit just because of his dating history. But
yeah.
Let me tell you something. One of the most gifted musicians of our generation. John Mayer is incredible. Yeah. I love that song. So you won me. You won the Jamar.
Okay, good, good.
Did you win the Miles with that one, with Daughters?
Yeah.
What about the Azalea?
I mean, like, I wouldn't listen to the song again, but like, yeah, because like, yeah, I'm here for
okay,
dad.
Three.
I love my dad. So let's
forget you, Miles. Forget you, Miles.
That's great. That's
you know
great.
What? I think is it because, you know, it was on a very famous album. I can't remember the album that's so famous. But when he came in to be interviewed here on the show, I just went, okay, that is to me.
Heavier Things.
That's most, on Heavier Things. Yeah.
I said, that to me is one of your best songs. And because, you know, I mean, he didn't love the life. But anyway. All right, Daughters. Oh, I have the room, barely.
I have to do a retraction. That Will Smith was to his first son, Trey.
Oh, Trey.
Yeah, okay, so that's even early. Yeah. It's even earlier than I was saying. So, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all right.
Maybe it was 90s then.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was 90s. So.
Does Miles have a song or Azalea? Who are we doing next?
Who's next? I don't know.
Azalea.
Azalea? Okay. Yeah, okay,
sure.
Cool. Do you want to tee it up? It? Yeah, what do you
sure.
want to preface it with?
So this song, of course, is
not
widely
course,
known
we
by...
Know.
Well, when you hear it, you'll know okay. that it's sung by somebody else. But I really like this version because I'm a girl and I'd rather it be sung by a girl. And I love this person singing
another
it.
Another walk, another dance with him. I play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love.
So this one is Celine Dion, but the original song is sung by Luther Vandross.
Yes, that's why I know that song.
Yeah,
I love that version.
I do like this song, but it's the Luther one for me.
Uh-oh.
Right.
But she's thinking of as a daughter.
I'm thinking of a daughter singing to my dad.
Her father who's listening to the show right now.
Yes.
Well, you won me. That's a good one. That's a good one. Both artists are acceptable.
Wait, Mox is a stickler. Okay, Mr. Let's see what you have chosen.
All right.
Do you have one?
Here we go. It's a party.
So, of course, this is...
You went around the edges.
This is Madonna's song in protest to her father.
Yeah.
She's protesting her father.
Father Breach.
Yeah. I was looking for love and adoration and caring. You did not win the room with me, Miles.
That's great.
You did not win the room.
What?
I was looking for dedication, love. Jamar did it. I did it. Azalea did it. You missed the whole messaging.
Day, Miles picked the Dad Stay Out of My Life song.
Right. Yeah.
Dad, stay out of my business.
Dad,
great.
Close the door.
Second of that would be Papa's a Rolling Stone. But yeah, anyway.
That's a good one.
That's good. All right.
Well,
you're going to play that for your dad, Miles, who's very much alive. Dad, here's my song to you.
Playing Win the Room Father's Day Edition with your songs dedicated to the love or the protest of dad in some in some cases.
Hey, Papa Don't Preach is a great song.
That was a great song.
It's a great song, but I think lyrics really mean a lot on Father's Day, and I think you missed the boat.
I just thought
it
had to be father-related.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dad, close the door. Let me do what I want.
Here's what I was thinking. I was thinking this. You're in the room with your dad, and you go, this song is for you, and I love that. Okay, you
That's
missed
great.
It.
All right. Well, Lori's going to take a shot at it. Hey, go Lori, ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lori, before you start, is there a father in your life that you'd like to give a shout-out to or dedicate or anything?
Yes. Happy Father's Day. Oh. And, my pick was Hero by Mariah Carey.
Oh, hit it.
That was my father-daughter dance at my wedding. What's it? And you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. Jeez. And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
All right, excuse me for a second, guys. I don't want to have a they don't make them like this like they used to any moment. You know, I don't want to have that moment, but I do want to say.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'll find a song quite like this anymore. This is a tremendous song.
There's a few of these songs in the world of music, and that happens to be one of them. It's beautiful. What a beautiful father and daughter dance. Oh, my gosh. Nicely done.
Well, Lori, you won the room on this side.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody
she
else?
Won the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Azalea, did she win it?
100%.
Yeah. Way to go, Lori. Even Miles understands it.
I get it now.
Thank you for bringing the empathy back into this room. Okay. Anybody else? Any other songs out there?
A couple texts coming.
Yeah.
Someone said Father and Son Cat Stevens.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah?
That's a 70s song. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Oh, you know this one I forgot, but Cat in the Cradle, right?
That's very much Harry Chapin. Yeah.
Yep,
it was about but that, you know, it's a fabulous song, but that's about a guy that keeps a son like Miles who never goes home because he's too busy to talk to his dad. that would be in the Miles genre.
And doesn't he eventually go home and like dad's not there or something like that in that song?
It's almost too late.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, guys.
I'm sorry. It's a little sad.
Can I tell you something about what's happening tomorrow? We're going to make a big draw in the 7 o'clock hour because Sunday is Father's Day and we want to celebrate all dads. So we got this barbecue prize pack just for him. So a $650 gift card to spend on a brand new grill at Dixon Barbecue Center plus delicious Grace food products, which you talked about, Jamar, right?
Yes, Grace. Coconut water, their coconut milk, their
Tropical
everything.
Rhythms, jerk seasonings, jerk barbecue sauce, so many hot pepper sauces, everything you need for a fun family barbecue. The prize is valued at $800. And special thanks to Dixon Barbecue and Grace Food. So we're going to make the draw for that tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. How do you get in? Shum1045.com for your chance to win. Get your name in before we cut. We say no more people can apply.
Do you ever know that you're my hero. Remember that song?
I'm going to cry.
Is the singing that bad?
No. No, that's a good
song.
You
are the wind beneath my wings.
That was really for, wasn't that Barbara Hershey and Bette Midler?
Yep. There you go.
Okay,
you
that go. Was
And I'm just saying yep because it sounds right.
It sounds right. Okay.
I really don't remember.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
It's June, which means it's wedding season.
Wedding season. You know what the number one month is for weddings? You'd think it would be June. It used to be.
I thought it was June.
Well, it used to be. Yeah. But it is wedding season. You're right on about that. It's October.
October is the number one month.
Yeah, because of, you know, the weather's pretty good and the trees are gorgeous. But the demands are still the same in October as they are in June.
It's Instagrammable, I guess, in October, right?
Yeah,
with all those pretty leaves changing colors and stuff.
And who's celebrating their third wedding anniversary this weekend?
We are.
Look
Jim
at that.
And I are, yes.
Did your wedding registry sound anything like this? Can I read this registry that's gone viral?
I didn't have one, but go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
This is from unnamed bride, but absolutely. Here it goes. It says, okay. Hey, everyone. So we are well aware that my wedding is coming on in October. There you go. I've already sent out the invitations, meaning most of you have gotten them. Thanks for who have RSVP'd. That being said, I would like to announce our gift registry.
Oh.
To all those coming to my wedding, There are a list of gifts that you can bring. You must choose from the list or consult me first. There are no exceptions.
What?
The list includes any KitchenAid, and notice I said KitchenAid, not KitchenAid. Any KitchenAid appliance is over $350. This does not mean regular kitchen items like an apron or spatula. I'm talking about standing mixer, blenders, etc. Number two, any Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses.
Ooh.
Other purses are allowed, but please consult me first. Number three, any clothes over $400 U.S. Calvin Klein, Machino, Nora's, etc. Number four, new floor tiles for the entire house. I know this one's a little bit of a stretch, but I'd gladly appreciate it. Number five, a new car or a new trim for my car or anything relationship to the car. Number seven, $400 or more gift cards to any of the following places. Fifth Saks Avenue. I kid you not. I read it as it's written.
Is she's written that? Fifth Saks Avenue. Stop it.
Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Calvin Klein, Gucci, Whole Foods, Sprouts, maybe even JCPenney. Other places are acceptable, but please talk to me first. Thank you. I'm reading what I...
KitchenAid appliances was a red flag. Fifth Saks Food Avenue is very funny. Mm-hmm. High-class paintings or decorations.
Totally $400 or more.
Can I tell you, live, laugh, love.
That's not high-class enough. That is
maybe for this person.
Unless you got it at Target instead of Target.
Well, I'll do my own, and I'll say it was very expensive. I'll have somebody pretend sign it. But does the guy know that she's sending this out? Because I would leave her now.
I don't know. I hope he knows.
Floor tiles, Jamar?
I hope he knows what he's signing up.
Yeah, I'll give you a $50 HomeSense gift card. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, you got it. Wow.
Last but not least, number 10 on her list of high-priced demands.
There's more?
A cash gift of $400 or more. And see, that's
it. Is this real?
This is real.
This is really real. No exceptions. $400. These are the wedding gifts. No exceptions.
She even included a link to a spreadsheet where you could find who's bringing what. And remember to apply early. If you don't want to get me a Gucci purse or anything, you don't want to get. Thanks, loves, XOXO. Signed, the bride. So that is what the bride. Could this be any of your friends, anyone listening? Or any of your friends this demanding in terms of what they want the registry?
I had a friend.
Yeah.
Notice I had a friend who had a cottage.
Yeah.
And they wanted you to come up to the cottage. You go, okay, I'll come up to the cottage. And we want this kind of steak. These kind of potatoes, this kind of wine, no exceptions. I had a friend.
Had a friend.
That's right. I went, no. Because I always say, what can I bring up? What do you need? You know, whatever. But it was so specific and so expensive. And I thought, no, you know what? That's not what it's all about.
Texter out of Guelph saying, all I could say to that bride is rude.
Uh-huh, rude.
Toronto, Texas says, kissing my teeth at that wedding registry. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Let me ask you a question. I mean,
it's really ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm sure there are tons of brides and couples that, you know, they have the wedding, they have the party, and then when they get all the gifts, they're like, what am I going to do with this? I didn't want this.
Right.
Is she just being really specific?
No, I here's the thing. That's why gift registries are helpful.
Yeah.
I think you should have registries. And I think you should have a couple of places where you're registered, like the Bay, and maybe, you know, more like William Ashley, if that's what you want to do. I'm just doing, you know, Toronto kind of stores.
Sure.
And then you're trying to build your kitchen. You're trying to build, you know, what was used to be a Hope Chest. Remember that?
The Hope Chest.
The Hope Chest is like an actual chest back in the pioneer days that give you a quilt, a couple of things in there so you get a couple of pots and pans so the bride could get have her kitchen ready.
There's a line in Back to the Future about a Hope Chest. That's all I know it from.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so registries are good because you know what your budget is, right?
Okay.
So you pick from that. You can just, you know, pick from that set of dishes that they want. I have no problem with that. But to say no exceptions, I just think, well, I'll see you later. I'm not coming. Forget it.
Okay.
Wow. I just, every time I feel, when things go extreme like this, I go, is this for real? Or do they want people on the radio to talk about it? But it looks like it's for real.
This one is real.
Wow.
Okay. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Symbols of normal.
Oh.
Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Woo! So today, you could start making reservations to come to the park.
9 o'clock in the morning.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. There's going to be a long line. I know a 1 mile will be on that list at some point.
I'm going to be online. Azalea, remind me, is it 9 a.m. they go on sale today?
Yeah, it is going to be 9 a.m. They're starting, so you could just go online. So it's a virtual line, so that's great.
Are you going to elbow a 12-year-old from getting into the park because you want to go so badly, Miles?
Yes, move out of the way, 12-year-old. I've never been.
You can't. You've never been. Okay, and so how tall are you?
186 centimeters.
Which is really...
like 6 feet. 6 feet and plus, right?
No, so he can't dress as a kid.
About 6'1".
I thought he'd go in as like a kid, you know? Holding Heather's hand, pretending that she's your nanny.
And okay, if you get a season's pass, you can actually go July 5th and 6th, so you can go before the park opens.
That's good. Season's pass is such a great idea anyway. Now, have you taken a look at what's happening at the park there, Miles? Is there a particular ride you want to go on?
Oh, yeah, I've planned my day out already, so I think we'll go in. If we can get there around 11 a.m., that would be great, after the show one day, because I want to go during the week. I feel like it's going to be less busy.
Right, right.
So we'll go in. I think funnel cake right at the get-go is a bad idea.
That's bad.
Because you'll throw it up, right?
Yeah.
We'll go straight for the Yukon Striker.
Yeah.
Because that's the big one, right?
Yeah.
The steel roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try and do that first 3 times.
Okay.
And then I think, what will we do next after that?
See, I think what you do is you do a couple of those fun things like you talk about, right?
Yeah.
Then you might want to eat something. You're going to get really hot. That's when you do the water thing at the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because you don't want to be walking around soaked and squishy all day. Yeah. Health screenings and temperature checks required for all guests prior to entering the park.
Yeah.
Every guest above the age of 2. We need to wear a mask. I don't even know how that's going to work. Above the age of 2. Yeah. Is anyone getting a 3-year-old to wear a mask? Because my 2.5-year-old?
No.
No, not happening. Whatever. I put a mask in front of him.
I see parents trying to do that. Not happening. I know. The attempt is there, so that's good. Hey, I just want to say Timberwolf Falls is the name of the water thing. It's got a 5-star on it.
Uh-huh.
So that's, but it soaks you. So make sure you have towels and stuff like that in the car when you go.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the website. They rate every single attraction thrill level.
Yeah.
Thrill level.
Yeah. So the Yukon Striker is obviously a 5.
Yeah.
But then you've got something like the Antique Carousel, which is like a 1.
Whitewater Canyon, all that. Oh, my God. So
is, is the Antique Carousel the least thrilling ride?
I think it is.
In the lineup?
Yeah.
The Antique Carousel.
My mom would be on that one.
Okay.
Well, when you have grandchildren, that's the one you go on. I'm telling you, this is fun. I want to go on that water ride. I want to go on that Timberwolf Falls. That's the best. So where's the best place to sit when you're sitting on that?
Well, it depends on how wet you want to get. Do you want to get wet or do you want to not get wet?
Let's go for it. So at the end of the day, I don't care.
You want to sit somewhere like the middle because the first car is always get like hit in the water first and then it kind of splashes over them.
Oh.
And then you're getting the splash right directly behind them. I'd say the middle car on something like, or the middle of the ride somehow.
Gosh, I love
it. Don't forget reservations today, 11 a.m.
It's 9 a.m.
11 a.m. today.
9 a.m.
I see what he's trying to do there. Okay.
Push the 12-year-olds away. That's our Miles. Yep.
We'll see what happens. Okay. But those lines will be long.
Well, that's such great news. I'm so happy about that.
Welcome back, Canada's Wonderland. Welcome back.
Turn it up.
Jump 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever
Fridays. What? Let's say good morning to Lou.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Lou.
Yes.
Lou, so let's say you win this condo. How's your life going to change?
Oh, my. It will change it completely. We've been talking about the possibility of ever owning something up north. So, yes, it would change dramatically for me and my family. Yes.
Yeah, cool. That's so good. That's promising. So you've been thinking about it for a while. You got to, you know, Lou, I'm always a proponent of putting things out in the universe, right?
Right.
Right. So now you are in the running to get the key to this beautiful Forever Friday brand new condo.
Awesome.
Good luck, Lou. And we'll be letting you know on August 3rd, just like the rest, if you, Lou, are the winner. All right?
Oh, thank you. Love your radio station, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so great. That's not going to help him get a key, but that means we're not going to, yeah. But that's lovely. Lou's a nice person.
Nice try, Lou.
We'll do another one at 11 o'clock today. Richie Favolero got you sorted on Forever Friday. Hey, he has the next keyword. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you can stay on the line if you want to, okay? Just for hang on for this next thing. Do you want to do this now, Miles?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Okay, we're going to do on this day, June 17th, 1994, Million Stop What They Were Doing to Watch OJ's slow speed chase.
At a friend's house named Robert Kardashian.
Excuse me, kind of it right there is an indication of how unusually the police were, and what an unusual way police were handling this case. OJ Simpson was allowed, the police were ready to charge him. Instead of sending police out with a squad car, handcuffs, and bring him in, they allowed this extraordinary situation of him to be taken to a friend's house.
Slow car chase down one of the L.A. freeways. It's a tale of three cities, actually. Los Angeles, Houston, and New York City. And as many will remember, this was the night of the Houston Rockets-Knicks game for the NBA Finals.
Oh, my gosh. So
and
what
in,
happened?
In New York, I literally remember opening my window and hearing everyone in the neighborhood screaming, "What the beep is going on? Turn the game back on!" Because they stopped the game. Yeah. They cut out of the game. The Knicks never go to the finals. The Knicks are finally finals, and then OG decides to have some car chase in L.A. They're like, "What are they doing?"
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So, Lou, do you remember when all that happened? Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
In Niagara on the Lake, I believe, at home.
Yeah. See, I was with a friend of mine, and we never, it was at night for us, right, Jamar?
Like, yeah, definitely, the East Coast. Definitely evening.
And I just remember being with her and talking to her, and all of a sudden we look over the TV, and I went, "What is going on? Why is CNN all of a sudden on?" And I had it on another network, and I see the white Bronco. So, yeah, so this was on this day, June 17th, 1994, that chase happened. That is an amazing time in history. That's for sure. Lou, thanks for playing with us and staying with us, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, good luck on the August 3rd. We appreciate that.
I wonder what Kim Kardashian was doing that evening.
Year she was born? I don't even know.
I mean, she was definitely, she was a kid at the time, like I was, but like her dad went on to defend O.J. Simpson in that
case. We forget about
Kim's,
that.
Kim's, the house phones in Kim's house must have been ringing off the hook.
Did you watch The People versus O.J.?
No, I haven't watched that. Is it
really
good?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, well, the late Robert Kardashian at that. Okay.
Were they not friends with him?
Very good friends. Apparently too good of friends
if you
listen to the rumors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Meaning Kris Jenner being too good friends with OJ.
Yeah.
Match. Game.
Wow. You'll never believe where Zach joins us from right now.
No, where?
Zach is on the line. Good morning, Zach. And if I'm reading this correctly, you are joining us live from a vault?
That's right. A vault, but not a bank.
We can't say where he works. He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Okay, but you're in a vault right now.
I'm in a vault, yes.
What happens if you have to go pee?
Well, I just lock up the vault and go.
Oh, thought you had a bottle in the corner there, because you couldn't leave.
Oh,
wow.
No, it's not one. I have a bit of freedom.
You could just share with us what the combination is, Zach, if you want to. Oh, I guess you can.
Yeah, what's the lock like?
Yeah,
is it a big wheel?
Fingerprint?
Yeah, actually, it's a big door. The door is about 18 inches thick.
Wow!
And we're going to need the code.
Yeah. The code is... No, I can't.
Okay. Wow, well, you are a very important person, but you're there in the vault by yourself, so you can play this game with us today.
Well, I guess if they trust me with this stuff.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Sure.
Well, who do you trust with your chances of winning? You have $700 on the line.
Yeah.
All you got to do is entrust your fate into Marilyn or Jamar's hands. What are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Marilyn today.
All right,
okay.
Marilyn.
Okay, see you guys later.
All right, we're going to put Marilyn in our vault. The soundproof one, where she cannot be accessed. Marilyn, hello. Okay, she can't hear.
You selected Marilyn.
Okay, let's play some match game for $700 live from the vault. Here we go.
Can we just keep this music and just play with this?
That'll mess up the branding.
Oh.
Let's do it. Match game.
Okay, Zach, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, that first word is clear.
C-L-E-A-R?
That's right.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. Clear, clear. I don't know. Clear contacts.
Are you locking it in?
I'm going to lock it in.
Answer locked.
Play along if you like at Chum1045 on Instagram on our story. Marilyn.
Okay, $700. Yes.
Okay, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Today the first word is clear.
Marilyn's aggressive pencil.
There it goes.
Clear glass, clear view, clear and present danger. One of my favorite movies, but that's too many words.
You're running out of time.
You're running out of time, okay?
Okay.
Clear day, on a clear day. Clear day, clear view, clear glass, clear view, clear glass. Ah! Clear day. No! Clear. Oh, Zach, I'm so sorry. Clear. Oh. Clear. Yeah, I know. I know. Clear. I'm going to just say, this is painful. Clear glass.
Okay.
No. No. Clear view. No.
Which one?
Clear.
This is a long one.
Wow.
Are you still there?
Clear view.
Did she fall asleep?
View. Okay, I don't.
There you go.
View.
Answer locked.
I know it's wrong. What did you say, honey?
Zach, what did you say?
I said clear contact.
Clear what?
Contact.
Contact.
Oh man, I struggled a little too hard on that one.
That,
didn't
my
I?
Friend, would have been my. That would have been my.
You're
guess.
Kidding.
You're
kidding me.
I swear.
You're
clear
lying.
Contact.
It was the
first.
Why?
Why would I lie about that? That's the first thing I thought. Clear contact.
I'm not going to say you were lying. He said you were lying. What? Why would you say that?
Because that's what I, when I wear contacts, that's what I wear, clear contacts.
Oh, see, I'm not a contact wearer.
Contact lenses, clear contacts.
Oh, are you a contact wearer there, Zach?
I used to be. Actually, I used to have blue eyes years ago.
I used to have blue eyes.
You are.
You used to have blue contacts.
You are an agent, aren't you? You're a secret agent, aren't you? You are a secret agent.
I used to have blue eyes, and then I traded them in for brown.
So that is a product name. What are other people saying?
Clear conscience.
Yeah.
Clear water, clear direction, clear skies.
No clear view, eh?
Clear vision. Clear counter. Clear sailing.
Clear sailing.
Clear communication. Still working on that.
A few people said view.
Okay. Clear view. Okay, okay.
There you go.
That was a tough one, Miles. That was tough.
Well...
Clear
you feel
water.
Pretty good. Clear water would have been good. Now, but clear contacts. Okay. Well, anyway, $800. You stay in that vault and be safe. Okay.
I shall. Thank you.
One that used to have blue eyes.
That was the match game.
That's probably Zach's not real name either. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Zach, right?
Right.
He's clearly probably a
not.
Henry or something.
Definitely
like
Bruce.
Yeah. All right.
Well. Oh, man. That is so wild, Jamar. I can see why you would say that because you used to wear contacts. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not okay. So clear cut, the match game.
Yeah, clear cut. All right. 800 tomorrow for a Friday. Hope
that
somebody
it
wins
is.
It. Yeah.
8:30. Don't forget to call us if you want to play.
Just worth that time tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you going to be away?
I am, actually. To be fair, I'm not even here.
That's good. Well, I'll just take my time if they
do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, Toronto General Hospital, for the first time in over a year, 14 months to be exact, has zero COVID patients.
Woo! Thank you for your hard work. I feel like I'm going to cry now. Our first COVID case was March 26, 2020, and today we are COVID-free.
Wow.
That's so great.
Do you remember the days when the pandemic first started, and we were like, when? How are we going to get to a point where things at least feel a little less stressful? I mean, we're not completely out of it, but it's definitely less stressful than when it started. We had no idea when we would get to this point, and now here we are.
Yeah.
thank you from,
by the way. It was a long road, that's for sure.
It was a long road with not understanding how the virus worked and, you know, every day changing information. I mean, because people were, you were trying to rely on the science. And it was just and not being, like, even for our work situation, where to work, how do you get in, can you work from home? All these things, plus this awful pandemic.
And then the infighting, too. The infighting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to take a second to say to the healthcare workers, you went through stresses that we don't even completely realize because we weren't there. We weren't in the hospitals. We weren't there watching, you know, all the hard work and all the heartache you were going through. We weren't there. So thank you for what we know you did and for also what we don't know you did. Thank you so much. And now here we are.
And now over 75% of Ontario adults have received at least their first dose. So that's way beyond what they thought we were going to be at this point in time. And Doug Ford is even going to talk to the board about possibly moving the province into step two sooner than July 2nd.
So do we have numbers on the vaccinations? Is like, is there a percentage or something like that, did you say?
75%.
Wow.
We need to have 75%. Or we are 75%.
We're already at 75%.
That's what I used to get on my
math
test.
We're already over 75%.
That's what I used to get on my math test. I'm okay with that.
Which 75 is a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Right. And a few entertainment tidbits here. So Nick Cannon and Abby De La Rosa, they welcomed their twins this week. They announced it yesterday. Aww. And their names, the baby's names are in line with the rest of Nick Cannon's kids, out of the norm names. So joining his siblings, Monroe and Moroccan with Mariah Carey. And then there's Golden and Powerful Queen with Brittany Bell. So we now have Zion Mixolydian.
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 Mixolydian. Mixolydian.
I see. Mixolydian.
Well, it's kind of funny because Mixolydian is probably a play on Nickelodeon, but Mixolydian or Mixolydian is like a scale in music.
Oh, it could be Mixolydian.
Yeah, Mixolydian. Could be that. It's a musical scale.
And then the other twin is named Zillion Air.
Zillion Air.
Yeah, but the first name is Zillion, and then the next name is Air, like Air to Throne.
H.
But then together, Zillion Air. And then that one was, of course, those two are with Abby. And then he still has another one on the way with one of the models from his show, Wildin' Out. And based on her Instagram caption, the baby will be named Zen S.
Okay, so did I not hear you say not too long ago that in this year alone, he's expecting four children? That's two?
He had one.
Then
earlier,
two.
Then the twins, and now he's expecting one more.
And these
different moms.
Different mothers.
Yeah.
It would be great if the next one was just like Karen.
Right. You know, like normal
Dave.
Name.
Yeah. Dave.
Right. Barry. But I think Zillionaire really takes the cake here.
Zillionaire better never file for bankruptcy. Your name, please. Zillionaire. Like, get out of here. You know, you can't file bankruptcy. Oh, you're literally a zillionaire. Okay.
And then, of course, we have Jennifer Lopez. She's saying that Ben Affleck may, in fact, be the one that got away. Oh. But, Jamar, I feel like you have thoughts on this. We talked about this.
You know what? I think Ben Affleck and Jenna, the more it didn't make sense to me, it's actually making a lot of sense to me. Someone like Jennifer Lopez, once she gets out of a major relationship, which she was with A-Rod, she cannot just go messing around with just random people. Like, it's just impossible. She can't just the paparazzi will pick up on that and tear them both to shreds. She really has to go with somebody who she knows, trusts. Obviously, the physical times with her and Ben Affleck were great, right? Because why go back?
Apparently.
Yeah, so, you know, it just makes sense.
Can I add to this? Look like love.
Can I add to okay, first of all. How old is she? 50?
Yeah, 51 maybe?
51.
Yeah.
So her days, like she's a showgirl, right? Like she's great. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But her knees are starting to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Her ankles are hurting from dancing. She can't twerk like the way she used to.
Sure.
So she's going to get into acting. Who has a huge production company? Affleck and Damon do, right? So that's another thing. I mean, everything is calculated, guys. By the way, Kevin Smith, who brought them together for Jersey Girl way back when, he wants us to change, a Bennifer to something else like Jay Fleck. Because he said, it's a new relationship. Let's change it into something new. And I kind of agree with Kevin Smith. There you have it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the Bennifer name, but...
Yeah, that's it sounds very early 2000s.
Jay Fleck. I like Jay Fleck. Yeah.
Or Low Ben?
Well, something like that. Just change it.
Ben.
It's a new chapter.
Or Ben Lowe.
Yeah. They're not going to get married again. No way. They're just having fun.
This is a good time.
Yeah,
this is a good time. And, you know.
Yeah.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I think it is.
That's what's trending.
Thank you, Azalea.
Yeah.
Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
These are the good days, weather-wise and also mentally. We're hopefully coming out of things that we'd like to leave in the past. Let's just move forward, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We got a great day ahead of us weather-wise, so enjoy the day. Miles, have fun this long weekend. This is for you. It's a long weekend.
Yeah, I've made it a long weekend. I'm going up to Friday Harbor.
Oh, good. So you can be our informant and let us know how exciting and beautiful this place really is. Yeah. We're giving away a condo, if you don't know, worth $725,000 at Friday Harbor, where you're going with today or tomorrow.
Today, going to drive up to Lake Simcoe, Innisfil. It's like an hour and 25 minutes away. It's nothing. It's so close.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Cool, cool.
Golf lined up this weekend, dinner at some of the restaurants. Yeah, it's going to be
fun. Look at you living the life.
Living the life.
Okay, you're our correspondent, so let us know everything when you come back.
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Now, if you can't wait for his recommendation, go to chum1045.com. Check out the website. Yeah. We have the pictures up there. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And it's available for one of you lucky listeners.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 1045. Podcast.